make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, and you're listening to The Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. You know that we, the American people, have been lied to for 60 years about the dangers of a key nutrient, and it's time for someone to stand up and tell the truth. Thank God Nina Teicholz has accepted the challenge with her new book, The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet. Nina is an investigative journalist who has appeared in Gourmet Magazine, The New Yorker, The Economist, New York Times, and thank God now a best-selling book. Nina, after reading your book, I wanted you to be on my first show. This is my first show. And sadly, I am the victim of medical brainwashing and subspecialty training in lipidology that has taught me that fat and cholesterol are demons and cause heart disease. But you actually did the painstaking hard research. You spent years putting this book together, and I wish I had done it, but I didn't. In medical school, they teach us that 50% of what we are learning is wrong, and they just don't know which half it is. And now we kind of do know what half it was in terms of fat. So this really should be at the top of the list. Nina, do you think we can change the curriculum of modern medical education, or are we going to have to wait another generation for all the doctors that are currently alive to die? Because that really does happen in medicine. It takes 30 to 40 years to really change the medical paradigm. And now your answer.
Nutrition advice really starts with two expert panels. One is at the American Heart Association that it now shares with the American College of Cardiology, and the other is at the USDA. Those are the two most important sets of nutritional guidelines. All are, you know, what children learn in schools, the food pyramid, what doctors learn in their courses, all of that flows from those expert panels. And those expert panels for decades have been controlled by the same interlocking group, the same people on one are often found on the other. It's a tiny group of what I call the nutrition aristocrats who control those panels, and they have done a very good job of keeping skeptical views out. So one of the things that they do is that same group of people, this is part of the story of why it's been so hard to change our thinking so far. The same group, they control all the work at the National Institute of Health. They dispense the research grants. They are the people who conduct the studies. They receive those research grants. They control the experts. They have editorial boards of the major journals and peer-review each other's studies. So that has been the case for a very long time. And the critics, because, of course, there were many critics along the way who challenged the conventional wisdom, but those critics, their careers really suffered for being
They get sidelined. They get sidelined. They lose their funding. And it's very sad. It's very hard to go up against these powerful forces, as you've said.
It sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it really is. It's just that there was
money and greed.
A closing of ranks and a disinterest in hearing opposing views. And part of it had to do with this sense of public health urgency that has just undergirded all of the policy on this issue. So there was so much urgency about solving the heart disease issue, and now it's obesity and diabetes, nobody wanted to hit any speed bumps along the way. So one of the most famous critics, the greatest lipidologist really of his day, somebody who studies fats, was a guy named Pete Ahrens, whom I profile in the book. And he would continually say, we need more studies, we need more clinical trials, we haven't actually proved this theory. But everybody just kind of drove right over him saying, we need to seize the moment and do as best we can with the knowledge, the lack of knowledge that we have now. And Pete Ahrens' career really suffered as a result. I mean, even though he was a renowned lipidologist.
So we have the studies now, and study after study comes out and refutes the theory, yet the theory lives. It's almost like a Terminator. You cannot kill these theories, and you cannot change the minds of these doctors that are convinced and are still telling their patients, eat low-fat, low-cholesterol diets, and I will make you healthier. And you know what has happened. We are obese, we are diabetic, and we are no better off. I'm preaching, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good to point out that there has, over the last decade, there have been numerous clinical trials done comparing a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet to a low-fat diet. And those studies, rigorous, good clinical trials on many different kinds of populations, diabetic, people with diabetes, metabolic syndrome, men, women of different ages, all of those studies have showed that the high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet does better in terms of your cardiovascular risk markers, diabetes markers, and your ability to lose weight. And that is just an unequivocal body of evidence, and those trials are up to 2 years long now. So there's no ill effects of the diet, and that's a body of research that is still being ignored pretty much by the expert community. Ironically, the expert community is actually moving in the opposite direction. So although they've backed a little bit off the idea that you should limit your total fat, you know, it used to be one of the most important guidelines was cut back on fat overall. Now they've kind of backed off that. That's no longer one of the top recommendations by the USDA and the AHA, but they are ratcheting back ever further the saturated fat recommendations to 5 or 6% of total calories, which is really
crazy.
Unseen practically in human history, except for periods of extreme privation following wars. Can those be found in human populations? So that is not cause for optimism, in my opinion. But on the other hand, there has been more stories on the potential healthfulness of saturated fat and the problems with the evidence that has condemned saturated fats. There's been more stories on that topic in 2014 than in all the previous 30 years put together. Out there in the media, people are starting to think about it. I think there are two things that happened this year. I mean, one is my book has had a lot of attention by the expert community and journalistic community. But also there was a very important meta-analysis in March of this year. The lead author on that is Chowdhury. And that they looked at, it was a group of scientists from Cambridge and Harvard and other places. They looked at all the evidence, epidemiological and clinical trial evidence, and concluded that the evidence could not be said to demonstrate that saturated fats cause heart disease.
Yeah, it is still hard in the trenches, though, to tell my patients that they should have steak and eggs for breakfast instead of oatmeal, because they've been convinced by the American Heart Association that oatmeal is a health food, and oatmeal has paid for that endorsement. Can you talk a little bit about the money behind getting heart-healthy endorsements?
The American Heart Association has always had this healthy checkmark plan, or long had it for decades, where companies pay to have the American Heart Association check on their food products. And until quite recently, because they received a lot of flack for that, they were endorsing products like sugar cereals, and really unhealthy foods. And now looked at their list of foods recently. They've definitely pared it down to healthier looking foods. But you know, the American Heart Association, their link to big food goes way back to really the very birth of that organization in 1948. They were a sleepy society of cardiologists. They had very little money, and they, Procter & Gamble, basically made them the designee of a radio contest, and overnight transformed them into the powerhouse that they became, a national organization. They literally opened chapters all over the country practically overnight.
Nina, thank you for joining us on the show. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Never let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friend.